So, first topic of conversation is the new Doctor Who.
Oh, yes. New Doctor Who. It's a woman.
Yes.
And it's about time it's a woman.
She's out of Broadchurch, which I ain't seen.
Well, I don't know her from Broadchurch. I know her from a couple of movies, actually.
Okay, what do you know her from?
I know her from a movie called Attack the Block.
Oh, which I've seen, but I can't place her.
I didn't enjoy.
No, really? I thought it was all right.
Yeah, she's in that.
Is she the main female character?
Yeah, she is, yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was okay, that film.
Yeah, okay. And she's also in a film with Peter O'Toole called Venus. And she's very good in that as well. I think she's a terrific choice.
I haven't seen that.
And she's from God's Own County, which is Yorkshire, so...
I was really hoping for her out of Green Wing.
Oh, what? Michelle Gomez?
No.
Tamsin Grieg?
No.
Oh, and which one then? What, the HR manager? The drunk one?
No.
Which one?
The other one.
Sally Phillips?
She's also out of The Night Manager. No, you've named like every actress in Green Wing except the... Olivia Colman.
Oh, Olivia Colman. Yes, yes.
I was really hoping for Olivia Colman. I think everything she touches turns to gold.
Yes, it does, yeah.
And not only is she in brilliant things, she's also brilliant. And her performance in Fleabag shows how many different types of characters
I haven't seen Fleabag, so I can't comment on that. But
Well, on a separate note,
yes,
listener, if you can take a quite offensive thing, you should watch Fleabag.
Oh, that sounds good.
And Andy, I know you can.
Yes, I can. I can take a fair amount of offence. Yeah,
so be warned. Younger viewers should avoid it. But
okay.
It really is very good.
Okay. All right. So, yes, new Doctor Who. It appeared that Twitter got quite hot under the collar about this.
Yeah, I think we should just ignore... the people on Twitter.
I
think we should just ignore the people on Twitter.
Well, yes, that's true. But I did wade into it on Facebook, and I posted quite a two-fingered post to all the people who complained about it. Mm-hmm. Basically saying, it's 2017 and we allow women to be doctors and prime ministers and all kinds of things. Mm-hmm. So just shut up, basically. Was what I was saying, and I got lots and lots of likes and no dissent, which I was very happy about.
Which goes to show you live in a bubble.
I do live in a bubble, absolutely. I'm the boy in the bubble.
We all live in a bubble.
With the baby with the babble in the heart. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think Missy is just the best character who's ever been in any of the Doctor Who.
Oh, she's amazing. Yeah.
So, you know, argument over.
Well, yes. And it's about time. It's about time. Uh-huh. So
now for Bond.
What, a female Bond? I think, mm-hmm. yeah, could work. I think also a not Caucasian Bond could work as well. And I think that would be long overdue.
I was really hoping for him out of... names escape me.
I'm not going to go there and go through a list of names now. Which is
the cop... who is like who breaks the rules? That's like every cop.
He's on the edge. He breaks the rules.
Yeah.
Do you mean Big Driss? Do you mean Idris Elba?
Yeah.
I think Idris Elba. I think he's too old.
Be an amazing Bond, but he's now too old. I felt like there was an opportunity that was missed.
It's because It's because of I think, the studio that makes Bond is a bit up in the air at the moment because
the last Bond was so bad.
It was terrible. So Eon, who owned the rights to James Bond, mm-hmm. are looking for a new studio at the moment.
Okay.
Because the deal they had with MGM and Sony has come to an end.
Mm-hmm. Maybe they should give it to Edgar Wright.
Well, yeah. And Chris Nolan says he's interested in making a Bond movie.
Really? I'm not sure about that.
I'd say he's already made one.
Can he be trusted with that?
Inception.
What's the one he's made?
Inception is very Bond-like, I think.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I think
so. Well, if it was as good as Inception, I'd be happy.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Inception is amazing.
All right, so that's Doctor Who dealt with. Is it? No, is it? No, we haven't actually dealt with it. We've just talked around.
We haven't dealt with it. I think I haven't seen...
So she's good. She's a good actress.
I haven't seen the last episode of this series yet. I gather that...
Nor have I.
Okay, well, let's not get... I gather that some characters return, which is interesting. But I think she's going to be amazing.
Okay, yeah. Well, I'll trust you with that. I feel like... I actually trust the people who made it. I think their choices of Doctor, especially... Christopher Eccleston, even though I didn't think he was, he's not my favourite Bond. As a first Bond after a big long
Doctor,
not Bond,
Doctor,
Doctor, as the first Doctor after a long gap, he was an excellent choice.
Yeah, because he's so utterly different from anything else that came before.
Yeah, but he's so Doctor Who as well.
Yeah, yeah.
So I suspect they will have made just as good a choice in this case.
I think so. My favourite of the. I did like Eccleston. I wish he'd done more, but my favourite of the relaunch has been Matt Smith. And Matt Smith in his first series
was Matt Smith was utterly, by a country mile.
Utterly brilliant. Because he's just so weird
he is
looking.
Now, yeah, he is now Doctor Who in my head and the others are just actors playing him.
I'm sure he would be both flattered and dismayed by that.
He was really good. He embodied the spirit of Doctor Who, and also most of his episodes weren't that rubbish.
No, I think his first series was pretty solidly brilliant, and it went downhill from there.
Yeah, I mean Doctor Who is patchy at best.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
That's why we love it.
Yeah, absolutely.
We like to see someone fail.
Fail
heroically.
Fail with nobility.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, that's Doctor Who done.
Yep.